It is Sunday best, a punchy one. But before we get into any of the action, I just want to obviously make clear, it's the first Anfield Rap recording since the news broke about Matt Beard. There will be stuff about Matt on a couple of shows through the week. We're sort of working on that at the moment. Huge amounts of thoughts going out to his family and everyone who met him and knew him. As I say, we'll be producing more work around those sad circumstances later in the week. For now, on Sunday Best today, we're going to stick with what we normally do, which is look back at the Premier League action on the Saturday and look ahead to the Premier League action on the Sunday, quite punctually as well, because it gets started at 2 p.m. and I want to try and get this out and available for you to listen to, so hopefully we've achieved that. And I want to go over first and foremost to Lola and say, it's a funny thing, the Anfield derby. You're absolutely desperate to win it, you don't want to give Everton an inch, but ultimately it counts the same 3 points as anything else. And the Anfield derby feels more to me like one that Liverpool have to win solely because all of our rivals would expect to beat Everton at home. The 3 points is the thing. It becomes the key, however much the joy of beating Everton is in there, Lola. You want the 3 points because you want to look at the table. And the table this morning looks absolutely brilliant from a Liverpool perspective.
Yeah, I mean, as has been reiterated through multiple Anfield raptures in the last week, we never won five in a row last season. We never won five in a row under Arne Slot. And I think that 15 points is massive. I mean, it's the only thing that's nagging in the back of my head is that City came out of the blocks and I think put five wins in a row at the start of last season. But putting that to one side, you know, it lays down a tremendous marker. It puts daylight between us and Man City. And if you want to get into the points of it all, listening to the overview the other week, I was getting a bit giddy. Rob Gutman saying things like we could go 11 points clear of City at this stage. But that is, you know, the cold hard maths of it is that's what it does. As you say, there's so much more going on around the derby. There's a lot at stake for all involved. But yeah, in the cold, hard light of day, it's 3 points, it's five from five, and it's daylight.